The draft estimates a total of 25,712 otters in the region. The number is based on aerial surveys done by researchers in 2010 and 2011. That compares with 10,563 otters in 2003. The latest numbers won't come as a surprise to many who have been following this issue. Federal scientists had already presented results from their population studies in public presentations and news reports over the past couple of years. The revised stock assessment formalizes the numbers and provides a 90-day opportunity for public comment. According to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson Bruce Woods, the agency will consider and incorporate public input before the draft is finalized.
Any input on habitat degradation or improvement of habitat, any additional information, be it traditional ecological knowledge or personal observation that might help us refine our numbers, any additional information on human-caused mortality or injury that we may not be taking into account.
The Russian fur trade wiped out the southeast sea otter population by the early 20th century. The state of Alaska reintroduced about 400 of the animals to southeast in the 1960s, and they've thrived. According to the draft assessment, the region's otter population appears to be growing at a rate of 12% to 14% per year. The assessment allows for a potential biological removal of nearly 2,200 animals. Basically, that means the number of animals that can be killed, intentionally or unintentionally, before the Fish and Wildlife Service has to impose regulations to limit that take. According to the draft document, it's never gotten close to that point. From 2006 to 2010, for instance, around 450 otters were taken each year for subsistence by coastal Alaska natives, who are the only people allowed to hunt the animals under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The report says sea otters have, quote, occupied appreciable new habitat in southern southeast since 2003. That's something fishermen and others out on the water have witnessed for years. In particular, the report goes on, quote, otters have moved in large numbers along the northwest coast of Kyu Island up into Keku Strait, and then animals from this area have crossed Frederick Sound to the southern tip of Admiralty Island, and finally otters have expanded northward from the Barrier Islands, which are off of southwest Prince of Wales, through Tleevac Strait. Here's spokesman Bruce Woods again.
What we're seeing is an indication of a population that is recovering and that is continuing to move into habitat that it formerly occupied and has probably not finished the process of recolonizing habitat that it once occurred in.
The otter's rapid population growth and voracious appetite for shellfish has been a major concern for commercial crabbers, dive fishermen, and subsistence harvesters for years. They've seen once productive fishing grounds for Dungeness crabs, sea cucumbers, and other species depleted after the otters move in. Petersburg Assembly member and commercial fisherman Kurt Wolhuter chairs a local committee that's drafted a resolution on the issue for the rest of the Assembly to consider. It takes the federal government to task for not developing a current plan to manage the otter population.
There is no management plan for the sea otters, and they're out of control at this point because they're eating, some of the crab fishermen out of house and home, and it's evident by fewer and fewer participants every year, and without that management tool for the sea otters, I'm afraid that at some point, that there will be no Dungeness fisheries, and that's the thing that really concerns everybody here.
Fishing industry advocates have called for more aggressive efforts to reduce sea otter numbers. Opponents of that approach emphasize that otters benefit other fisheries by eating sea urchins. Too many urchins can destroy kelp forests that serve as shelter for juvenile salmon, herring, and other fish. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's last conservation plan for Alaska sea otters dates back to 1994. At the time, the federal agency set the goal of determining an optimal sustainable population for the animals. That has not yet happened. Spokesman Bruce Woods says they're working on developing a formula to estimate that number by March of 2015. Meanwhile, the draft population assessment is available through a link on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's website. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.